This is Get Ready for Workday, a podcast series to support Mass General Brigham's transition to Workday in January 2025, brought to you by the Business Excellence Program. Each episode will share high-level information on topics of change and then point you to related resources for continued learning. Thanks for joining. Let's get started. In order to bring Workday to life at Mass General Brigham, we need to have a carefully designed, detailed approach to moving out of PeopleSoft and into our new system. Today's episode is about the PeopleSoft restrictions that will go into effect through 2024 to get ready for our January 1st go-live. I'm Hillary Collins-Osting, Executive Director of Organizational Readiness. To help you better navigate this topic, I highly recommend visiting the Business Excellence Vitals intranet page. In the drop-down menu called Get Ready for Workday, you will find an option called Limited Transaction and Block Periods. This is the page that features detailed visuals of what I am describing here and other important information to support your knowledge. This topic intersects with all aspects of our employee population, especially for accessing manager and employee self-service. Since January of this year, the Business Excellence Program has been communicating about PeopleSoft restrictions as a necessary step to get ready for Workday. The goal of any restrictions in the old system is to protect the integrity and accuracy of data to prepare for the final migration, so that when you log into Workday on day one, the data is as current and accurate as possible. In our framework, there are two types of restrictions that will begin to go into effect: limited transactions and block periods. Limited transactions are periods of time when we will ask everyone to make a deliberate effort to significantly reduce the volume of activity in that category. Yes, the activity will be accessible, but rather than thinking, can we do this, think, do we need to do this right now or can it wait? Limited transactions represent a data interaction that will need to catch up in the new system. The more catch-ups that need to happen, the higher the risk. So we are asking for help in these areas to cut down on activity at the right times. A block period, by contrast, means a true technical block, and the action cannot occur in PeopleSoft. It may mean in some cases the action will not occur again until we are in Workday, and for others, there will be guidance on how to continue the action in a different way. The overall schedule will mostly begin with limited transactions, and over time, as we begin to truly close down PeopleSoft, many of those limited transactions will convert to full blocks. But there are already some blocks in place, and not all limited transactions will be blocks before we go live. Again, you can see the full framework of PeopleSoft limited transactions and block periods on the Business Excellence Vitals site. I want to note that everything you see in the framework has been specifically selected by BEC's PMO leadership to be visually represented because it's important for hospital and local operations leaders and functional staff to understand and know those particular restrictions. At the same time, PMO leadership have been working with local functional leaders and representatives to prepare. These are known actions that must take place to support a smooth transition to Workday. What I also want to draw your attention to in the framework is the call out for general user impacts, meaning the broader employee and manager population will experience the change. For instance, starting December 6th, access to manager self-service and employee self-service will begin to experience restrictions. There will be a block on non-payroll impacting actions, such as personal data changes, new HR departments, or costing allocations, as well as expense report submissions and e-check requests. And then progressively over the course of December, as we get within a handful of days to go live, there will be blocks on payroll impacting transactions and blocks on hiring and purchasing for a very short amount of time. Please know, leadership have been informed of these coming changes for a while, and restrictions like this are normal for such a complicated technology so that we can protect our data and ensure as smooth a transition as possible. The BECS team is working directly with departments like talent acquisition and purchasers to make sure we are supporting this change. We want you to know we are very mindful that experiencing the closing down of PeopleSoft is challenging for all of us. The commitment of the Business Excellence team is to communicate each of these limited transaction and block periods to the right audiences at the right time, so that you are not overwhelmed by information, and so that local operations is supported through each phase, with clear guidance to address local needs through the transition. Again, please visit Business Excellence Vitals site to review the framework and take note of how access to PeopleSoft will change through this year. Thanks for listening. Episodes of Get Ready for Workday are released weekly. To have new episodes launched directly to your device, follow the series in Apple Podcasts or Spotify. For more information on the topics in this episode, visit the Business Excellence Vitals intranet site. Many thanks to the Organizational Readiness team and to the entire Business Excellence team for your great work on this program. Just a reminder, this series is intended to specifically support Mass General Brigham's Workday journey. If you are a listener from another organization, remember that what is described in this series may not pertain to your instance of Workday. Thank you for listening, and check back next week for a brand new episode.